Welcome to AFRAM Speaks, continuing conversations about racism in the workplace and the organization. These important discussions come to you from SEIU 503's African American Caucus, known as AFRAM. AFRAM's President Carol Littleton Kelly and Treasurer Glendora Clay Brooks will bring these podcasts to you this month on AFRAM Speaks. Join us.
AFRAM is a caucus of SEIU 503, and it stands for African American Caucus. Our people that we serve are join our caucus. We help them to deal with problems and situations that they may be having in their different workforce work areas, if they're having any problems, any racial issues, or anything that detains them from moving up in the company and things of that nature, their work schedules, pay, personal issues, if they're having any problems with managerial people in managerial positions, we try to come in and advocate for them. And that's kind of like the whole gist of AFRAM and just being a caucus, just being there for African American people within SEIU. I'm elected president of the African Caucus. I'm also a personal support worker, home care worker, and I'm involved in enhanced care for the people that we serve, our consumers. My role in AFRAM, as I've been learning new things, is keeping people together. If I want to use that term, gelling people together with personalities and differences of opinions. We're trying to grow AFRAM in a direction where it should be, so kind of speak. We have a really wonderful format that we're still kind of developing into something that we want to be something that's great.
My career is a healthcare professional, and I specialize in policy and from the public health perspective, and primary care, tertiary and secondary care facilities, including health insurance exchange markets. So, as well as health inequities and health inequalities and economic inequality. So these are all areas of interest that I have and lived experience and personal impact as well. I'm a systems user, I'm a systems thinker, and this helps me to help fulfill the mission of AFRAM. One of the primary focus and interest that I have is ensuring that Black African Americans have the kinds of benefits that our SEIU offers through AFRAM Caucus, and that entails helping them resolve their racial inequality issues in the workforce, in the medical environment, while seeking services for themselves, or determining what is the best kind of healthcare insurance plan they should invest in, and how it will meet their needs, so they can become aware of the kind of racial and social and economic and political discriminations that we face.
Right now, our main thing is racism in the workforce. That's what we're starting off the carpet with. And any of the related issues that would come with that and the core values of AFRAM in reference to people. We're a union, and we're a large union. So everybody should be inclusive. You know, everybody might not like each other, but at least we should get along because the union isn't only just only about ourselves, but also in our cases, it's the people that we serve. And sometimes I think we look so much at our parts, like we're workers in SEIU, like administrators. We have, some of us have titles and things of that nature, that we forget about the people who we are serving, which are the personal support workers, home care workers, whatever their titles might be. So we need to be everything to them instead of just looking at ourselves. So just bringing that gap closer together and maybe be able to come together sometimes where sometimes these workers are not allowed to be involved in upper. But maybe we can bring some things together where maybe everybody can come see. It's important to see faces, and just outside of COVID, but be able to see who my executive director is or who my president is of SEIU, you know, if I'm a worker, you know, it'd be good to see that kind of stuff. So it's my hope that with the titles that we do bring, that it will excite and at least get people to say, what are they talking about? Afrin Speaks, what is that? You know, just soon enough they'll start engaging and maybe asking us things, what they would like to see, our problems that they think that we should be working on and trying to help them solve. The very first number one thing I would like for them to be thinking about is where are they? Like, where am I in the spectrum of racism? And how it reflects to me. So am I racist? How can I change it if I am? What can I do? Or what can I do better than what I'm doing? How can I be a better individual within SEIU? You know, to help. When they talk about SEIU being stronger, that's how we can be stronger, by knowing who we are truly to ourselves first. And then when you care about the people who are around you, it just makes it all a better place. So that's why I hope some of the things, what they will be thinking, is to become better in whatever areas that might be than they are now.
I would like to encourage and educate our members and the larger community population, inform them on how to organize, mobilize, and engage. Not only in the racial discriminations they experience in their workforce, but also to engage with our elected politicians so they can help push our policy proposals so that we can achieve the changes we seek. Which brings me to a motto that says that I have coined: to achieve the change we seek requires changing the face of leadership. And so if we can educate, inform as a body of AFRM and influence our members to help us achieve those goals, then I think we are well on our way of contributing to that critical, vital, ongoing historical change we seek to build membership. Mm-hmm. She says this repeatedly, and I agree wholeheartedly. So that's what I would want the listeners to take away from this. Become a part. If you are not part of the solution, you've heard it before, and you're part of the problem.
Thank you for joining us for AFRM Speaks, continuing conversations about racism in the workplace and organization. AFRAM is the African American Caucus of SEIU 503 Oregon.